Hey there, it's Darius Faroo, and welcome to a new episode. So, on this episode, I'm going to talk about trends. And if you're an investor, trends are probably familiar to you, especially if you are a momentum trader. Or I should actually say if you are a trader, because for investors, long-term investors, trends are not that important, especially if you index. But for a stock trader, trends are really important because they tell you everything about the direction the market is going in. And based on the direction, you can make your decisions. Now, in life, there are also trends. And I've learned that just like in the stock market, there is either an upward trend or a downward trend in your life. And this could be a pretty rough discovery about life because this is not something that a lot of people think about. You know, you just go through life and you don't necessarily think about the trend that is going on in your life until it becomes a little bit too much. So, for example, if you're on a downward trend and things are going bad on a day-to-day or on a month-to-month basis, you probably won't notice a lot of deterioration in your life. But if it happens year in, year out, and bad things keep happening, then after several years, it builds up, and then you are at this very bad place. Now, the opposite is also true. If you are on an upward trend, you keep riding the momentum, you keep riding the wave, and good things happen to you. You know, good things lead to other good things. And if you look around you, honestly, if you look at other people's lives, you will see this type of direction that is going on. And some people are having good lives and good things happen to them. And some people have bad lives and it seems like bad luck is chasing them, right? Have you seen this? And you could look at your own life as well. But if you look at other people's lives, it's a little bit better to detect patterns and then you could always sit down and, you know, be honest with yourself and kind of look at what the state of what the trend is in your life. So how can you use this knowledge? And what good is it to you to know about trends and what trend you are on? So the first thing that I want to share is that the current trend that you are on isn't really important, whether it's upwards or downwards. What matters is that you are aware of trends in your life. That's really important to understand because it really has a big impact on your actions. So that's the first thing. Just be aware of trends and see it around you in other people's lives, but also see it in your life. Then if you are on an upward trend, that's good. All you need to do is keep riding the wave. Make sure that you keep moving forward, keep doing the right things. And make use of the opportunities that you have because opportunities usually lead to more opportunities. And this is something that, people who are successful experience, right? In the beginning, they need to chase opportunities. And then once they are successful, they don't have to do anything. The opportunities chase them. So on a smaller scale, that happens as well. If you're successful, happy, etc., you will attract other people who are in the same mindset. You're in a positive upward cycle. So what do you need to do if you are on a downward trend? And this is maybe even more important because there's not a lot of things you have to do when things are going well. When you're on a downward trend, the most important thing is to realize that you are on a downward trend because you can only improve or change something that you are aware of. If you're not aware that you are on a downward trend, then you probably won't change it. You just keep going down, down, down until it goes really bad. And obviously, you want to avoid that. That's why you're listening to this stuff and that's why you're spending time on personal development. So you realize you're on a downward trend and you realize that if you don't do anything, you keep moving down. So what are some things that you can do to switch things up? Turn the trend around. And just like in the stock market, You know, sometimes stocks are on a downward trend and they keep going down for weeks and months, sometimes even years. Some stocks go up, 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 and then they crash, and then they go down to the bottom, and it takes sometimes months to reach that bottom. And then they'll stay at the bottom for many more months. And if they make a change to the strategy, to the company, or, you know, they find a way to turn the company around, or they get acquired, or they acquire another company or whatever, things might improve. But it's always related to the performance of the company. And when it comes to companies, the thing that is changing and that is improving always comes down to earnings. There are more earnings in a company, or if there's more earnings potential, then people pay more for the stock price. So how can we translate this to our personal lives? Well, if it requires a lot of big changes for a company to turn things around, means that we have to do that as well. So we really need a big shift, a big change in strategy. We need something that is totally different from what we are doing now. And that is the biggest realization that I had in my life when I turned things around like 6-7 years ago. I needed a total shift. And this is true for everyone. Now, what that shift looks like is different. So don't ask other people like, oh, what should I do? Look inward. You need to answer that question. The only thing that you need to know right now is that you need to make a change if you're on a downward trend. If you're not on a downward trend, just keep doing what you're doing. That's beautiful. But if you're on a downward trend, you need some kind of a change that is so big that kind of forces you to move upwards again slowly. And remember, there's no sideways. If you think that you are moving sideways, you're actually moving downwards because other things in life just keep moving up and they keep racing by. And if you keep, you know, moving sideways, you think you're protecting the status quo, but in real life, that's not what is happening. So that's why it's really important to be aware of trends and understand where you are and whether you need to make a change. So I hope that was useful to you. And like always, until the next episode, take care.